time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half starved and shaking from fear. I just had to make friends with him. So I went out and picked him up, put him in the cab of my truck. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe. And as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, I figured, well, Little Joe's gonna be with me for a long, long time. A couple years later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the OCB, not paying much attention to my back door. And Little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and saw Smokey in the mirror, and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard Little Joe barking, and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's that old Smokey situation, Little Joe?" And Little Joe said, "Rough." I just tore him up. And for the next 200 miles, well, I just flew by, because everybody on the CB wanted to talk to Little Joe. One night we were headed through the Smokies of East Tennessee, and Little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB, and suddenly we were in the worst storm I'd ever seen. All at once I saw some headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded by the rain, so I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way and we crashed over on the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my rig was on fire and I couldn't move. But somehow, Little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight, and I said, "Good Lord, I won't be able to drive anymore." And that's when I realized how helpless little Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And I thought, well, how about little Joe? Ain't nobody said nothing about him. I wondered, I figured, little Joe would give his life to save mine. I went to live with my brother, and when he opened the door to my room, I heard an old CB just blaring away. I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, Ratchet John. So I broke for him, and he came right back. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown out Teddy Bear. And I said, "What's going on, Teddy Bear? Come back, Teddy Bear, what's going on?" He said, "Open your front door, good buddy. I'm just outside." The roar of the engine seemed to rock the house, and all around me I could hear familiar voices and doors slamming. I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there. Then I heard something I couldn't believe. It was a dog barking. And I thought, well, now this has to be Little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me, and I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. Then I felt something strange. Little Joe had never worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a leash and a handle. A hush fell over my friends, and I realized that my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.